So let's start our second meeting on conceptual design. So as the previous meeting, I will be the secretary and we will have three presentations and we will have to decide on the remote control concept. And finally, we will close the session. So I will first I think I will let our user interface and designer speak first, Mr. David Jordan.
Yeah.
So I will.
Yeah. So
technical, that's this one?
No.
Interface? This?
So, first I will present the concept of user interface. There are three concepts in the user interface. The first one is a Google controller. The second is a fancy controller. The last one is an intelligent controller. So there are three concepts in our controller. Next, I will explain one by one. The first is a Google controller. So I want the controller to be easy to use, but with sophisticated functions. So it's a combination of easy to use and sophisticated functions. This is the first concept of our controller. The second concept is a fancy controller. So we want to give the customers the impression that our controller is very attractive. We can easily recognize our controller among a lot of products. So the user interface should be very, very cute, very, very attractive, such as this. There are several examples in these slides.
I'm not sure. The one in the middle is very attractive.
Yeah, it's
very big.
It's hard. It's easy for you to remember it.
Oh,
hard
yeah.
To recognize it.
Okay, yeah, why not? We'll have big discussion, I suppose, after that.
So the last concept is the intelligent. We want our controller to be smart. Mm-hmm. So maybe we should use some technology such as speech recognition technology and gesture recognition technology. So we need to some cooperation with some research institute on speech recognition and on gesture recognition. With these advanced features, I think we can attract a lot of users.
Okay. Something else?
No. These are the three concepts of our...
I just have one question,
yeah.
Because for the intelligent controller,
yeah.
You said that we can use the voice recognition or the gesture recognition, but... As the expert told us, most of the people want to use the remote control to zap between channels. Do you think they will be able to use gestures? Because if they do all the time the same gesture, as you said previously in the last meeting, maybe they will get injuries because of that?
Yeah.
Or if you say channel 3, 2, 3, 4, 6, 5, I think they will be bored after a while. You don't think so?
I think sometimes it's very convenient to use voice interface and gesture interface.
Yeah, sure.
Use button. For example, if you cannot find your
that's true.
Just just speak something such as
one.
Yeah, but
Yeah,
suppose
one
you got a cold. You have a mute remote controller.
So you can use your gesture. That's the problem.
Broken arm?
Is it to trust like speech recognition or gesture recognition?
For limited vocabulary, speech recognition is very reliable.
Okay.
And for limited vocabulary, gesture recognition is also.
Yeah, but suppose you have a family watching TV.
Yeah.
And if they want to use their private remote control in the same time, do you think it will work? Everybody wanting to change channel
this
in the same time?
But this could never happen anyway.
Yeah, they
Why?
Cannot speak at the same time.
If you have one brother and one sister and they want to watch their favorite TV program, so they say, oh, channel 4, channel 3, channel 4, channel 3,
yeah,
all the time. So
the same can happen even using, you know, this kind of remote control.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have the remote control, so maybe you can
right.
keep it with you. You're not obliged
no,
to share
it.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the advantage of intelligent controller. Even you have the controller, I can see channel 3, so it comes to channel 3.
Design.
I don't have to.
Yeah, I think it's a disadvantage.
It's an advantage.
I mean, maybe you can have a switching mode to pass from, you know, voice controller to.
Yeah, but one other question, how much will it cost?
How much?
Yeah, because I suppose we need to do research to have something working.
No, we just.
Some efficient.
No, we just have some cooperation with some research institute. We don't have to do some basic research on this.
So you think it won't cost in not a lot for us? Or
I think it's because this technology is for limited speaking recognition. It's very.
Yep.
It's changing how the remote control is going to be built, because then you need. I mean, this doesn't have the power to do recognition, for example.
You have also the language
even
processing.
For the, because
it has to be universal. So.
Yeah, I agree. What's
very small, so
yeah.
Yeah, but
problem.
There's one problem that Baba
talked
about is the international remote control. We need something that is international. Suppose we want to sell it in France. The recognition system will be able to understand French. If you want to go to England, it will be able to understand English. So
the key feature of our controller is that it has some adaptation mechanism. It means when you sell this controller in China, it can recognize Chinese. If you sell this controller in French, it can recognize French.
Okay.
Yeah.
And with no increase in the production price of the remote control?
Because of this product, this technology has already been developed.
Yeah, but how will you?
The problem is how to, you know, if this is a push button controller, you can send this remote control ever in the world, the same one. If you have the language, you have to.
That's why
country.
We have to do language adaptation.
Yeah, but for each country, you have to do one.
Yeah.
Because, for example,
even for different family, we have to do.
Really?
Yeah, we have to do adaptation.
Seems to be quite complex.
Yeah, we have to
take
care of the 12 euros.
And what about voice recognition? Do we have microphones, and where will be there? Do you think if we are far from television, it will work?
I think that's not a problem, because you don't have to wear a microphone. You just the microphone is embedded in the controller.
Yeah, but where is the controller?
Where is the controller?
Yeah.
It's in your family, in your home.
Yeah, but where? Here it's an object. But here you say you want to use this technology.
You can embed the microphone here.
Yeah, but what is the use of voice or gesture recognition if you have a remote control like this, if you have an object? If you want to use voice or gesture, you need to be free without any objects. You just want to interact with television.
Just put the controller here, then you
if you say one,
you see your command and you do your gesture.
Yeah, but you can lose it.
No, it's if you lose it.
So, but for example, if it is somewhere in the room, maybe if it is in the table there, you can always say it's channel one, and the remote control gives the audio to the TV.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can build a kind of black box and put it on TV and just to recognize gestures and voice.
Yeah, but so you need a camera and, you know, a microphone.
Oh.
You would still have the buttons, or is it? Do you think it should be only voice recognition and gesture recognition, or you still have the possibility to use buttons?
I think we should give the flexibility to the user.
Okay,
and
so you.
Yeah,
but
we can switch from one modality to another.
Yeah.
I think so, and maybe it will be quite.
I think that, you know, switching from one country to another will be a problem. So.
Well, if you do language adaptation, that should be no problem.
Okay.
We should have confidence in technology.
We should.
So, what do you think? Which are the controllers you'd prefer?
What?
Which kind of controller would you prefer to use? You as a remote control user?
I mean, I'm sure if the user pays the same price, he's happy to have
more features. Yeah.
But if it like doubles,
I think he needs a controller that is very reliable. So
I think it would be better not to do an intelligent controller and to stay with the Google controller or a fancy controller. Maybe try to mix the Google controller and the fancy controller in just one, to have something controller which is any kind of intelligent controller, easy to use, sophisticated and fancy.
Yeah,
you think it's possible?
Stick to the first two parts. So what's the difference between our controller with other products in the market? There's no features of our controller. So is any necessary to design a new controller without any breakthrough features?
No, I mean,
would you replace your controller with a controller with similar function? If you do not have some function,
you can add, for example, some function like for browsing in the internet, so or something like that. But I think a user needs.
That's not the function of the controller. That's the function of TV. You can replace your TV with a new TV with internet browsing function.
No, you need new remote controller then, because if you want to browse internet or if you want to type something or
okay.
If you want to send a mail from.
But it's not only the problem. Only the issue of controller is it's also the issue of the TV.
But the problem I can see is the voice or the gesture itself. What can happen in a family, for example?
Yeah, we cannot rely 100% on these features to use the controller.
Yeah, but once
the features of our controller, such as you have the feature of voice recognition in your mobile, but you seldom use it, your mobile. But you when you choose a new mobile,
yeah,
you choose the one with voice recognition.
True.
That's the feature is not 100% reliable, but it's a feature to distinguish our product from other products.
Yeah, but we want something that works all the time.
Yeah.
Every day, every hour.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Of the family.
Yeah.
You don't need to tune it.
If you already have a product, it works 100% reliable. Would you replace it with another one?
Yeah. Why not? If it's.
For example, we would like to have a Google-like controller.
Yeah.
I don't see how adding speech or gesture recognition would make the remote control look more like Google. Google is simple, works fine.
Yeah.
So I guess if we can have a remote control that is really basic, simple, and works fine, it's already a lot.
Oh yes, but there's no big difference between the traditional controller.
I mean, the user is not only interested in having speech or gesture recognition. Or
if
he has something
no.
that works fine and is really fancy, looks nice, and
not too expensive too.
There's not enough motivation for them to replace their old controller with a new one. If there's no key feature in the new controller,
that's
the same.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's more interesting to develop a remote controller with speech and gesture and whatever.
Yeah.
But you have to think. The user is the one who's gonna buy the product then.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So let's go to the industrial designer.
Okay.
Maybe we'll be able to take a decision after that.
Okay.
So.
Two? Yeah.
Working?
So
I can.
Can you go to the next one? It's not this one.
Okay.
That's why you're working different. Sorry. Component.
That's okay.
So this. So this is to describe his.
I think there's something wrong with your.
Didn't you receive it?
Maybe you record it somewhere else.
I don't think so.
But is it well? But is it well?
Interface concept? No.
Maybe I record it directly on the computer.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
It seems that we have a problem with the.
I don't know if you remember what you had to say.
I can say it to you without.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, maybe we can first come to.
No, I think it would be more interesting to start with. Yeah, you will have some more information, and I think it would be interesting after your presentation to have Baba's presentation.
Okay. In fact, I don't know.
Okay.
In my presentation, I don't have here, but.
Okay, never mind.
In fact, to show you the design of what is inside.
Okay.
What is inside, and what are the different components of the. Of the remote control.
Okay.
So it will be interesting, so I could show you some picture.
Okay.
Of what is inside, and so in fact the something I want to discuss is which kind of material are you going to use.
Mm-hmm.
So will it be a wooden remote control or a plastic remote control like this one. So and in which kind will be the different button.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be some classic push button like this one, or you have also some button like LCD where
mm-hmm.
the buttons are unlighted during the night, or you can
okay.
see them in the darkness.
Okay.
And the other thing I want to discuss also is which kind of electricity alimentation do you want to have. So will it be, for example, solar energy alimentation,
mm-hmm.
or will it be a battery like the classical battery? So, and I think that, for example, for the alimentation, it would be good to have both of them. So for example, in some country where you are in the countryside and you are far from the cities,
mm-hmm.
for example, in some place in Senegal, so. If you have solar
mm-hmm.
alimentation, you just when you want to have recharge your remote control power, you just put it on the sun, and after 1 hour you can come. So it can be interesting for people to have this kind of.
Mm-hmm.
It can be something interesting to make people buy.
Yeah, I think it's an added value to the remote control,
mm-hmm.
and maybe it can attract all the
ecological
consumers,
mm-hmm.
and but. About the price of adding this solar battery, would it be something really that will increase the price of production or no?
In fact, having them both will, if you want to have a battery, regular battery and the solar energy battery, it could be it will add a little bit of the price.
So,
but it will be an added value also that will be compensated.
Okay.
So.
And what about the materials?
And the materials, it depends. For example, if you have a wooden material, it can be more. The plastic material is more common. It's
and personal.
Resistant.
Mm-hmm.
Something wooden will be like.
Yeah.
Special high class.
Yeah, and if we want to put fashion in electronics, maybe we can try to do something with wood.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
even if it is not completely wood, but just a part of the
mm-hmm.
will be wooden, wood, and interesting.
Okay, seems
and
to be interesting.
So the last point is also, do you want to have some very cheap integrated circuits, chips, or do you have low level or very, very expensive? It depends. But I think that low level will be, it is an intermediate.
Yeah, we want something easy to use, and so I think maybe something very low level would be enough.
Yeah.
And you think that we will be...
Yeah, I think it will fit on the price around
okay.
12 euros.
So wood, and what about the buttons?
I think the buttons, I prefer, you know, the LCD lighted buttons, because, you know, it's, I don't know.
No, it's fashion, yeah.
It's fashion, and it's related to how beautiful it is. So. If you want to watch TV in the darkness, or if you want to find your remote control that is lost in the darkness, it's very easy. So.
What about the touch screen, for example? It's
mm-hmm.
expensive. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think a touch screen will be as expensive as the LCD button. So.
Yeah.
But, and it is a kind of other design. It can be also interesting to have this kind of.
So you got email?
I don't know. I think we have only 5 minutes left.
Okay.
Touch bins 4? Functional requirements?
No, train merchant.
Hey, everyone.
This one?
Yeah. I think so. Just yeah. So just to meet the user requirements, I've just do a short analysis of the remote control market, and to kind of have a better overview of what the fashion in general. I've checked more than only the remote control market. So next. So again, it's pretty much similar to what I've said in the previous meeting. Users really want a fancy look and feel. They are not so interested in a functional look and feel, okay, like the one you've shown, David,
mm-hmm.
with all the buttons. And I mean, it sounds good technically, but it's not what they want. And, so second point is they still want it to be technologically innovative. So maybe it's sort of related to what you've said with the speech recognition and so on.
Okay.
At the same time, it's important that it's easy to use. So that were the three first points from the remote control analysis. Now, if we look at fashion in general, what we really see this year is that everything from clothes to shoes and furniture is inspired by fruits and vegetables. Okay.
Yeah.
So I think we really have to take this into account for the design of the thing. Because
yeah.
it's really what people want. Even if it's in general fashion, we want it to be in the remote control. And then, if we take the ordering or the ranking of all the points, fancy look and feel has on a score of 7, would have 6 as importance. The remote control has to be technologically innovative, it's 3, then easy to use, it's not so important actually, with respect to other ones.
Okay.
So we see fancy looking feel is the most important one, and then if we combine this with the fashion from Milan and Paris, we go to the fruits and vegetables. And the other point I haven't mentioned is people want to have a spongy touch. Okay.
Yeah.
So this maybe doesn't really fit with the wooden design.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
But the point is, which kind of material do you need to be spongy?
Yeah, this would be like plastic like, but
very
rubber,
soft,
maybe
rubber,
you know,
rubber
like
yeah.
Device. So. Okay, that was the main point, I think, from the frame of fashion.
Okay.
So we have to take decisions about the component concepts, about the energy. So, as you say, you want something technologically innovative,
yeah.
And maybe using solar energy and with battery would be something interesting. Maybe would attract pro-ecology consumers. Chip and print, so you propose low-level chips would be enough to have something working well.
Yeah.
Case. So you think, ooh, case, something spongy, no wood?
Maybe not no wood, but I mean,
wood, so
maybe not the part too.
Maybe
you can have wood, for example, in the bottom.
Yeah, maybe
depends on the design you want. So.
It's natural.
Yeah, it's natural.
The feeling is natural, so maybe we can stay with wood.
And it can be correlated to energy, solar energy, so for the marketing aspect.
It's not exactly right for the spongy.
Yeah, it's not right.
But it's still fashion.
We could maybe have both, like, part of wood and some rubber for the buttons or
something. Yeah, something that you can enter in. And what about the user interface concept?
Google and Fancy? How about the voice?
Because I think that with the voice and gesture recognition, there are still some disadvantages with this.
Maybe we can do some marketing studies asking people if they are interested and how. It is an interesting concept to see, to have a voice control.
The smart control.
And the problem is, we can enter if you have voice control, why not to put it directly on the TV? So speak directly to the TV. You don't need a remote control actually. So.
Yeah, but you need a receiver to recognize the gestures and the voice.
It will be embedded on the TV and not on a remote control. So.
That's true.
Okay.
So maybe we'll just focus on the Google controller plus the Fancy controller, maybe try to mix them, these two concepts together, just in one, and do a remote control with solar energy and batteries and with low-level chips and wood. And LCD buttons. Yeah, I think for these supplements, the solar energy would be something quite interesting and not maybe too difficult to add.
Interface?
Yeah, for the interface, something added value.
I think the supplement can be the voice. It is not the most important, but it can be a part of.
With a module? You mean a remote control with a module? If you want, you can just use commands, words, and use them. When you don't want to use your fingers.
Even it is for just some keys, like, you know, switching channels, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Turning the TV on or off.
Yeah. Not very complex commands, but easy commands.
So, adding some vocal commands. Simple ones?
Yeah, simple ones.
Okay. So next meeting will start in 30 minutes, so you will all have to work in your direction. So you will have to work on the look and feel design to have the easy to use, powerful and fancy remote control with some added value such as the simple vocal commands recognition. You will have to work more, Baba, on the spongy way to add spongy touch to the buttons and try to find maybe a nice shape for the wooden remote control. I think we'll have to evaluate the product to...
No, not forgetting about the fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And remember, as I said last meeting, we really have to build fashion, remote control, and the color of the society will be really, it will be seen in the remote control. So you will have Baba and David Jordan, you will have to work together on the prototype, and you will have next time to show us modeling a clay remote control. So you will have to model something. And I think that some specific instructions will be sent to you by your personal coach.
Okay.
So no more questions, we can close the session.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, cool.